If you miss some of this fall's season premieres, you won't have to wait for the reruns or for the DVDs to come out to catch up. This year, the networks are all offering up entire episodes online for free. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, the networks are in the midst of a great experiment.
Last night, you could catch the first episode of NBC's Bionic Woman on your local NBC affiliate. Today, you can go to NBC.com.
The following program is presented with limited commercial interruptions by Target.
If you had on demand, you could have watched Bionic Woman weeks ago. NBC pulled out of Apple's iTunes store, but now it's possible to download the shows off the network website. All of the networks are experimenting with some form of free programming on the internet this fall.
Okay, so check this out. Let's say a space alien landed in my hometown. If he was 16 years old, he would go to my high school.
You could watch the CW's Aliens in America on Yahoo before it was on television. AOL has ABC shows a day after they've aired. The first episodes of Fox programs are free on iTunes. James McQuivy, an analyst at Forrester Research, says the networks are under pressure to try something new.
Advertisers have just been saying, look, it's not working. Your audiences have been dipping for the last 10 years in a row. We're losing our primetime audiences.
They are going to cable, video games, and the internet. McQuivy says the networks realized they had to go where the audience was. And so by putting free programming online, they hope they can bring the audience back to TV.
You get them to watch it in advance. Suddenly they're forwarding it to their friends. They're sending a link to their friends saying, check this out, it's hilarious. I can't wait to watch it in TV. And I can't wait to see that whole season.
McQuivy says all the surveys indicate that offering up some programming for free is driving people back to their television sets. Ray Cole certainly hopes that's where they're going. He is chair of the ABC Affiliates Association, and if people are watching online, they are not watching their local affiliate.
It's important that we not undermine or erode the traditional distribution platform while making program available on other platforms.
The technology that ABC and AOL are using actually lets them know geographically where an online viewer is based. That lets affiliates in the network share online advertising revenue. But in the long run, McQuivy of Forrester Research thinks that affiliates are in trouble. Advertising dollars and viewers are moving online. What the networks are doing online, says McQuivy, is testing the waters.
They're just so used to priding themselves on must-see TV on a Thursday night or something like that. Well, that's no longer the case. Now it's must-stream TV, and it's not on any particular time. It's whenever you can watch it. And that's a different way of thinking. And it turns out they're really eager to learn this new way of thinking because that's where the money's moving.
And they are trying all kinds of tactics, showing them online before they air, after they air, with advertising, without advertising. They're putting them on network websites and on portals like AOL and Yahoo.
Really, it's like throwing things up against the wall to see what sticks.
Media analyst Philip Swan thinks this fall's online experiments are really a waste of time. He doesn't think that people are going to want to watch television over the internet, even if eventually it comes right through their TV screen. More people are buying high-definition televisions, and when the conversion to digital signals occurs in the next few years, Swan thinks they will be happy to sit in front of that screen.
The future is watching a 60-minute show in high def that looks beautiful, crystal clear, great sound, home theater, you name it. That's what the future is.
Swan believes the networks should be spending their time figuring out what kind of programming looks best on those big HD screens instead of shrinking shows to stream them over the internet. Laura Seidel, NPR News.